Unit 3. 1. Operating Systems. Exercise D.
As you probably know already, the operating system is often supplied by the manufacturer and comes with your system when you buy a computer. You need an operating system, of course, to control the hardware and software resources of your system. It's an essential element that can make or break your system. MS-DOS is an older text-based operating system. It lets you communicate with the computer by typing in commands on the keyboard. Of course, this means the user has to either learn the instructions by heart or keep looking them up. A typical command is copy, which does just that. It will copy a file or files from your disk. Allowing multitasking is the user-friendlier OS 2. This system contains hundreds of routines, which are sequences of instructions. With these routines, the user can start up the computer, transfer data from disks to peripherals, and control the RAM space. Windows 95 and its follow-up Windows 98 from Microsoft Company were operating systems in their own right, though not authentically multitasking. Like OS 2, the systems are not text-based, but use an attractive graphical interface. Though they look very similar to their predecessor, Windows Millennium, Windows XP, and the newer Windows Vista operating systems are authentically multitasking. They're more stable and less prone to crash, which is a big plus, naturally. Designed for professional purposes, the Windows Vista allows you to set up a server for workstations. Conceived from the first as a multitasking system, Unix from Bell Company is written in C, a high-level programming language. Most computers today are capable of running some version of Unix. An offshoot of the commercial Unix system is Linux.